Blog Talk Radio.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
Good morning, or depending on where you're at, good afternoon. Hey, everybody, Dogfather here. Welcome to the Pitbull Advocate, and 10 years running. Right here with me is Joe Frazier, Love and Pit Rescue Man. Welcome back. Happy Sunday, Joe.
Happy Sunday.
Yeah, so, hey, guys, we've been doing the Sunday morning thing here for a while through the Blog Talk Radio. Came across something really cool. It's really quick yesterday, Joe. We came across this live video feed with Brandon Wynn, producer of Chance the Film, was doing an interview with a guy through a video feature called StreamYard. And we tried that out, and it's actually pretty cool. So we can do all that on Facebook through social media. I think we're on to something here, and we actually have more time, Joe, which is really cool. More time than just the 30 minutes we got here at Blog Talk. So we might be might hang on to this for a while, but I think we're going to end up here pulling the plug here and going straight to the video because, Joe, everybody's on social media. Everybody's on Facebook. No, nobody wants to leave Facebook to go listen to a show when you could actually view the show on Facebook. You know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah, I sure do.
But we'll be checking that out, keeping you posted on that. But hey, our guest this week is Sky Lipton from the Silver Lining for Pit Bulls. They do all sorts of all dogs, really, but it is Silver Lining for Pit Bulls. And that's what we do. That's the dogs we love. So I want to talk about the dogs and the rescue and, you know, kind of how they got started there and talk about some fundraising things. Joe, I know you've got a lot of fundraising things that you do through Love and Pit Rescue there in Oregon. There's a lot involved into it. So let's kind of find out some of the things that they do to make sure that their dogs are, you know, taken care of and fed and vetted and get everything that need there. So are you ready, Joe? I mean, let's just real quick, guys, this is a call-in show, so if you got any questions or comments for us or our guest, give us a call, 515-602-9775. Let's just go ahead and, hey, Sky, welcome. We're just going to bring you on right now. Boom. Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's my honor. I've known you for so long, and we've been together for many years.
Yes, and we finally...
I appreciate all your support over here.
And we're finally getting you on the show here.
Yes.
To talk about what you're going. Yeah, we go back to the days of MySpace.
MySpace. Yep. Life is when the pits. Group on,
yeah,
on MySpace.
Life is the pits. That was it.
Uh-huh.
Back when we're all friends with Tom.
That's right. Everybody was friends with Tom and Lamp.
Yeah. How long have you been, I mean, how you got involved with your advocacy and how you got involved with Silver Lining, was that a project of yours or the Silver Lining?
Yes.
I know you founded it,
correct.
Yeah.
That is mine, 100%.
And
I have a board and... I'm sorry, go ahead.
And that's been going for, you've got to be, that's got to be at least 13 years running with Silver Lining.
Mm-hmm.
Close,
yeah.
Close, that about
we,
it?
Yes, and it's probably 13 years is probably how long we've existed as a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
I founded the Silver Lining, and then we got our formal federal non-for-profit status actually 10 years ago this year. So,
awesome.
You know, we've grown and changed and tried to keep doing the right thing and keep helping as many dogs as we can. So,
I know that.
Really, really small with a really small mission, yeah. And it's definitely grown.
Yeah. And you don't just do the pit bull rescue, but the pit bulls, is that the bulk of the dogs that you work with?
Yes.
Are they pit bulls or?
The majority, or what a shelter considers a pit bull type dog. And
uh-huh,
many times
okay.
There's no part pit to them, but when they're babies or when they come in, I hate to say every black dog with short fur is a pit bull these days. You know what I'm saying, and I'm sure Joe, you
yeah.
see
mm-hmm.
the same thing with the shelters.
I don't know.
The dogs that we can.
I don't know how many people
are.
Label dogs I've gotten that was labeled wrong.
we had a litter of three little. They were little at the time, but three little girls that came to us. And they're probably going on a year now. They've all been placed in wonderful homes. And one of the adopters did the DNA test. And they came back 50-50, which I've never seen before, Husky and Great Dane and Husky.
Wow.
Three little black people. Black and white, you know, black fur dogs with a little bit of white in there. I never would have thought that. But,
yeah.
You know, that's... The shelters see a boxy head or see a bigger head and they get labeled as a pit bull. And
yeah.
We deal only with shelters and we deal with shelters out of state a lot. And that's how we get a lot of the dogs that come to us is because an area or a animal control doesn't adopt out or won't adopt out pit bulls and they need a rescue to step in. So, I mean, we do all breeds, but we save the ones that, I hate to say, we take the unwanted and make them wanted. That's the way we sort of do
yeah.
these things.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we take the ones nobody else will.
Yeah. Skye, for lack of a better, I guess, means of questioning, how bad is it out there for a pit bull? I mean, do you see... A lot of, you know, you see, like, as far as overpopulation and your shelter numbers, are they considerably higher than, say, any other surrounding areas? I mean, you know what I mean?
So we're,
is it all...
my rescue is located in the Buffalo, New York area, and we are wonderful here. Our shelters adopt out everything that they can that comes through the doors. They have no breed restrictions. Our communities don't have breed restrictions. We're a very pit bull friendly town. But the shelters that I work with out of state, the shelters that we work with in Oklahoma and Mississippi, and, you know, they don't have the same luxuries that we have here in the Western New York area. Even here in Western New York, if you go to any of the shelters, the majority of the dogs that are there are pit bull type dogs. Not only, but they take the longest to place from a shelter, and it's sort of harder for an adult to find a home here in this area because we do have a lot of adult pit bulls at our local shelters looking for homes. So rescues can't save as many as we would otherwise like to. We tend to take on, you know, either a special need case or puppies that will place better in this area. We also never want to add to a an issue or a crisis that our area is facing. If we have adult pit bulls available for adoption in the shelters, then I don't want to bring any more here. I want to let those find their homes. You know, we're not looking to compete with shelters. We want to bring something different to the area. We want adopters to be able to find what they're looking for that they can't find at our local shelter. Because I'm very blessed that we have good shelters here.
Yeah. Competition was one. You know, when you said that, it made me think. You know, you don't want the competition with the shelters. And do you see? I mean, not just in your area. I mean, Joe, through social media, you guys, we see there's like infighting and the boasting of, oh, I've done so many dogs in so many years and you can't do this, and just the down talk, and just like, do you see any of that? I mean, is that something that you feel is still something that we need to address as a community of advocates?
It has gotten better around here, but I still see it from time to time, unfortunately.
I do see, as far as from our end, we see it more with people than with respects to the dogs or disagreements with how rescues operate. And there's always going to be that. Everybody thinks they're better than everybody else. For us and for our rescue, I say all the time that I'm thankful for the friends I've made through it, like you. But I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to help the animals. And when it stops being about that, it's when I have an issue with somebody, either in our rescue, with another group. When it becomes about numbers, is when we've lost sight of the actual goal. It should never be about numbers. It should be about each animal that we can help.
Yep.
That's, you know, because I can't tell you how often, and I'm sure, Joe, you get the same thing with your rescue. People will ask you, well, how many dogs did you place? I don't know. Yep. I can tell you each and every one and where they live and who their family is. I can't tell you a number unless I look at, you know, my spreadsheet and my back end, you know, numbers where I have to keep my numbers for the state, you know.
I can open up my filing cabinet and show you the numbering system in there.
Exactly.
But, I mean, as far as mentally, I don't pay attention.
Right. It matters that we know. Yeah, exactly. Right. And to me, there was a rescue years ago. Right. There was a rescue years ago that used to have a little, like, almost a deli counter on the bottom of their page for adoptions. And I thought that was wrong. I thought that just took away from the whole idea of each life matters. And for us, we absolutely live by that. You know, it's about each one and doing the right thing for each and every one that we can say yes to. And that's, I'm sure, your rescue is the same way. Joe, you know, we say no more than we say yes. So the ones that we can say yes to. Yeah. And I don't see that slowing down either. And I would have hoped in the time that we've been running, we would see a better, you know, that depresses me somewhat, but I just always know that we're doing the best by the ones that we can save. And if every group that's out there does that, then we'd be a much better place.
Yeah.
And I mean, right now I have.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Pat.
I was just saying, it's a call-in show. Give us a call, questions or comments. We have Sky Lipton. He with Silver Lining for Pit Bulls in Buffalo, New York, 515-602-9775. 515-602-9775. We're talking pit bulls and rescues and fundraising and the COVID-19, you guys. Damn. Joe, I know it's affecting you there big time on both ends with your work and with your rescue, Sky. I mean, you're out there, you know, you're in a, you know, pretty big area there, you know, as far as, you know, population wise. What has this done to you personally, and how has this affected the rescue and the fundraising? Are you seeing any drop in that? Are you guys still able to keep moving?
We keep moving because I'm thankful and blessed to be surrounded by the greatest group of people that keep us moving forward no matter what. As far as fundraising, it's non-existent. We would be at a craft or vendor show or, because we sell things for the rescue. We sell pillows and magnets and jewelry and stuff that isn't necessarily dog related, but it makes money for the rescue. And so we do all of these shows. Probably there was at least one every weekend all year long. And then we also ran a concession stand at the Buffalo Bills Stadium here.
Okay.
And all of that's gone. Yeah. All of that's gone right now. So, that makes me like, not able to sleep at night and not able to breathe. This is my life's work. However, I truly believe the words of my vice president and my other half in this whole rescue. And she said, we've always been okay. We were okay before the stadium. We made it okay because that's what we do. And we keep going, believing that somehow we'll make it okay. We're selling some things online. Obviously, it's not the level of fundraising that we would have done even from one day event, but we're doing that. Adoptions are still happening. Luckily for us, because of how long we have been operating, most of the adoptions right now are either previous adopters looking to add again to their home, or in the sadder instances where they did adopt from us years ago and their dog has passed, they are looking to adopt again. So in cases like that, I don't have to do a home visit. I've done it. I know them. I've known them for 8 years, 10 years, five years, whenever they adopted their other. So that's wonderful. That makes life a lot easier for me, and we're doing a lot with referrals. So if, we have an adopter who has a cousin looking to adopt and they've been to their home and they don't have any other animals. We're trying to do virtual things, remote things, meeting at parks, meeting, where we can. But New York has been a really hard hit area, all of New York, by this. So there's a lot of restrictions in place. I'm sorry?
No, I think Joe's got a little action. Everything going okay there, Joe?
Yes.
Yeah, one of my volunteers showed up and he was trying to call me while I was on the show. So I was like, why are you calling me when I'm over here,
fool? things here are, they're going. It's just very, very, very different. And we're just adapting to it and making sure that we're still doing right for the dog. The most important thing, we're very thankful for the support we've gotten. People have stepped up and donated. People have shared our online fundraisers, shared our, we can ship, an unstuffed pillow, pillow cover anywhere in the United States, well, anywhere in the world. Just we're appreciative of the support and that we're getting. So we are, we are part here locally. We're part of the United Way, which people donate through their paychecks to us, which is a huge help when they choose us as their charity of choice. All of that makes a huge difference for us, and it's allowing us to know that we'll be able to keep helping the dogs.
Yeah. So, guys, if you haven't seen the jewelry, Sky, I know it's a big part of what you do there. Years ago, many years ago, I'd gotten that ring from you after my boy Pope passed away, and he was, there are dogs that leave a bigger mark in your life than others, and he was one of those.
He left a mark on all of us, for sure.
And that ring, I mean, you never met him, but you, Sky, I mean, you knew his story like anybody else's
Absolutely.
Story.
Absolutely.
But I need to get in touch with you because I do want to buy a ring from you guys to replace that one. Roommate with sticky fingers is all I'm going to say.
Oh. And I will get you another one. I no longer, those were kind of, we made those and those who have it. And I do not have those anymore, but I have the original mold that is my ring. I can replicate it and I will get you one.
That's
just
awesome.
Make sure you
Let's
let me know what size you need and I will get you one. Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
I'll
and
do
I
that.
Mean, Gordon has one. He was a guest a few weeks ago on, he has one.
Yeah.
Sarge, if you remember Sarge in Chicago, he in Illinois, he has one. Yeah, you know, so they're still
Man,
out there. Still out there.
Wow. Yeah. But,
yeah, we've been we've been doing bracelets online to help support our rescue. So
Has it been going well? Have you found people are being responsive and supportive to purchasing online or donating?
Pretty good. We got our 30 pre-order, which allowed us to bulk buy, and then we've sold probably 10 of the leftovers from the bulk buy so far. So it's been going well. We're really small. A lot of people don't know we're out here. So with the COVID-19, our adoptions have really picked up. So, you know, I mean, it has its ups and downsides, but we're fortunate. The place that donates our dog food is still running. We're still getting donations from them. So,
you know,
the importance of recovery.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have, for our rescue, we don't have any set standard donations. Like, we don't have any stores or places that donate to us regularly. We have a few, you know, if a Tractor Supply has an event, they'll donate to us, but we don't get any of that. But we are also really small. We do not have a facility. We are foster-based, but we appreciate any and all donations, especially puppy chow, you know, any kind of food, treats, toys, things like that are huge, paper towels, cleaning products.
Yeah.
All of that makes a difference because that's things we have to spend money on because we provide everything for all of our foster homes that they ask for. A lot of our foster homes, I will say, have never asked us for any of that. And that's not including vetting, which, you know, is the bulk of what we spend our funds on.
We opened up an Amazon wish list for this COVID-19, and we've gotten quite a bit of the stuff that we've needed donated that way. That has been a big success.
That's really
for
good.
Us.
Yeah, that's really good. We have one. It's just getting to share it, and it's never worked right, to be honest. So it's been difficult. But we do have some regular, you know, friends, I call it, and adopters that do – you know, see a plea and see a post and get us some stuff. And we're very thankful for that. We actually had a friend who was making masks and asking that in lieu of charging for her masks, that a donation would be made to us. And that was wonderful. That was a fantastic thing.
That's awesome.
It was a lot of awareness for us too. Here in New York, I don't know about where you guys are. Here in New York, it is a requirement to wear a mask to enter any public place, any store. So the masks are needed.
Yeah. Yep.
So
yeah. That's different.
It's
I mean,
a different world.
Yeah.
But...
yeah. Because, Sky, we were talking off air. I mean, I'm in a really small town. Not much has changed as far as my daily activities, other than I haven't been working since March. But when I do go out, I wear my face mask, and there's always that person that they're going to look at you like you're a freaking moron, and you can go, you know what? I don't know. I mean, I had a nasty dry cough, I was quite lethargic, but I didn't have the fever or any of that stuff going with it. And I'm just going on, I haven't been tested, but I'm just going to go on the presumption that I may have had it. I don't want to get reinfected, and I certainly don't want to go out and, you know, making somebody else sick.
Correct.
You know, but
correct.
They give you that look, and it's just like, you know. But people look at me funny anyway, whether or not wearing a mask.
Well,
but, you know, but it's just this whole thing. It's just like.
I get the look,
you know,
too. You know that. I've always said I'm weird, and I'm proud to be weird. But I got more
right?
looks probably before the mask. But I was at the post office mailing some of our, you know, orders out, some of the pillows and the magnets that we sell. I was there mailing that out. And I have a really tiny post office. And there was a woman who was older, and she had a brace on her leg. And so I waited outside for her to leave because I didn't want to be in the way. And she said, "You look at me like I have a disease." And I said, I was being respectful.
Oh, my God.
Like, I was just trying to be respectful because she's the exact population that would be the most affected by it.
Yeah.
You know, next time I'll run you over, lady. I'm sorry. You know, I was.
Yeah.
And she just kind of, you know, people just don't get it.
That's kind of part of it. You know, my wife is. Triple threat, you know. I mean, the H1N1 turned into pneumonia in her lungs, and she's diabetic, and she's up there in age. And, you know, so, I mean, we've gone completely to, you know, viewing of dogs by appointment only. I keep it outside.
Yes.
I keep my mask on. I don't let her come out, you know.
Right. We have to. I mean, we have to protect ourselves as well as the others that are, you know, in our world. And that's what we do having the rescue. If we, you know, if we aren't respecting life in general, then why are we doing this?
Exactly.
So, you know, for me, above and beyond anything, it's about them. And, you know, like right now, my mom is actually dealing with some issues, not COVID related, thankfully, but she is in a rehab facility. So I have her dog at my house right now. I have three other fosters at my home right now. And I look at them and I say, this is what I do this for. And if it, you know, if I don't keep myself safe, if I don't make sure my mom's safe, if I don't make sure that, you know, the other people in our organization are safe, we can't keep doing this.
Yeah.
So, you know,
well,
I'm looking at it from.
Up until a lot of these adoptions went out, we had 15 dogs here, you know. We got sick. That's 15 dogs that had no care.
Exactly. That's right. Exactly. You know, I have to be selfish. If something happens to me, then what's going to become of these animals, of you know, the future? I know that I have an amazing group of people with me and an amazing team. You know, my other board member, Ginger, and my mom and other people, but this is my life's work, and I'm not going to take any unnecessary precautions, you know, any unnecessary risks, I should say, anytime. Before this, I was the same way. You know, we have to do what's right for us and to make sure that we can continue to help the dogs.
Yeah. Got to take care of,
that's what
you got to take care
of
each other. Yeah, take care of yourself, take care of each other, because it's, you know, it's not going to get done without folks like you, Sky, and Joe, with the things that you both do. We're just down to the last minute and a half. Sky, real quick, again, thanks for being here, man. This has been a lot of fun. We want to have you back. We can get this video thing going.
Absolutely.
Here. We're going to have a lot of fun with that, Joe. I think this is really going to work out for the whole show here, doing the whole social media thing. So, but Sky, how can somebody get in touch with you and the Silver Lining real quick? Email, Facebook, all that stuff?
Yep. We are on Instagram and Facebook. I will say we use and check our Facebook far more often than our Instagram. I use Instagram to post. Our Instagram is at Silver Lining Rescue. Our Facebook page is The Silver Lining for Pit Bulls. Look us up, like us, share our stuff. My name is Sky Lipton. A lot of the fundraising stuff is on my personal page as well, which is a public album on my personal page. Share away, help us. We are proud to have been doing this as long as we have. We feel that we are in it for the right reasons and appreciate all of the support that we get from everyone. So that's amazing.
Again, hey, we're
guys,
just gonna,
look us up,
when we
follow
get
us.
Down here.
We're
when we
down,
get here,
on,
down
and...
here, send me a.
All
huh?
right, we're on overtime. Go ahead, Joe.
Go ahead,
when
Joe.
We get done here, send me a personal friend request. I'd like to touch bases with you more.
Absolutely, absolutely. What I'm going to do it right now. What's the Joe? Is it under J-O-E?
Yeah, Frazier, F-R-A-Z-I-E-R. The
I
link is facebook.com/joe.frazier.902.
Yeah. Oh. I think I found
yep.
it right away. It's, yep. Oh, there we go. I just sent it. Gotcha. Yep.
Boom.
So, oh, that looks just like a mirage. Oh, my gosh. I have an identical picture of one of the pictures that you have of our mirage, even on a green chair. That's awesome. So, thank you. Thank you for having us on. Very,
oh, thank
very
you.
So.
We appreciate it. I know it was a little on the short notice, but everything works out. I think this Sunday morning thing's working out for us pretty good. I'm wide awake, and I'm ready to go do another show.
There you
but
go.
Hey,
exactly. Well, we have been – something to look into too, Patrick. We've been doing, like, Facebook Live things.
Yeah.
And I have another friend who does, but it's through, like, somebody's house where we do a video thing. But we were
mm-hmm.
able to do one the other day. And then that gets shared right out to Facebook because he, you know, does it off of his Facebook page. So definitely look at those features too because we were able to do, you know, a side-by-side where he was in a studio and I was out.
That's the beauty of this is it allows us to have more than one person in, I think up to 15 or something like that, and it ties into the Facebook Live feature. So
yeah.
Well, you let me know. I will definitely, you know, be more than happy to be on that or this again, you know, whatever you guys need. I appreciate it, and I've always appreciated your friendship, you know, Patrick, and I'm thankful that we get to do this in this world. I'm thankful that, you know, this is my life. So.
Yeah, I hear you. Right here. I mean, 10 years here and all the previous years that you know we've worked together on some things, you know, in the past.
Yeah.
But again, keep it up. Thank you so much for what you're doing there,
absolutely.
And to all your volunteers and everybody involved and your foster people. You are all so awesome, and you're really what keep this going. And that's another reason for me to
thank
keep
you.
Doing this show is everybody out there. We do it for
absolutely.
You. We do it for the dogs. And thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
We will.
Absolutely.
We'll see you all
I'm
next
thank
week.
Never give in. Never give in.
All
never,
right.
never,
thank
never.
You.
In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
Have a great day, everybody. Bye, Sky. Bye, Joe. Bye, Tam.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye.